Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. Today, I'm going to read a very familiar passage to most, but I'm going to chop it up here. Genesis chapter 1, I'm going to skip through the chapter as I read through. Verse number 3, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Verse number 6, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Verse 9, and God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. Verse 11, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. Verse 14, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. Verse number 20, and God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and the fowl that it may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And verse 26, the Bible says, or 24, and God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. Verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and the fowl of the air and over cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And verse 29, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree which is in the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. Now, everything that God has ever done, he has done through his word, by his spoken word. God created everything in the universe by his spoken word. And God said, it did not evolve. Man wants to be his own God, but man cannot create anything. Man could not create anything, and God created everything by his word. Jesus will defeat the Antichrist by his word. 2 Thessalonians 2:8, Revelation chapter 19, verse number 3. Now, I want you to understand something. The words of God were authored or given by the Spirit of God to man. For us to properly learn and know the Bible, we must also know the Holy Spirit. The closer to the Holy Spirit one gets, the closer to the Bible one will have to become. Because the Holy Spirit is God, just like Jesus is God. And the Holy Spirit cannot do anything contrary to God's word. Because the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Ghost, is God, he cannot work outside the word of God. I don't care how you feel. I don't care how you've been led. God has to be in total agreement with his own words, or God would be found a liar. So the Holy Spirit cannot tell you to do something contrary to the Bible. The Bible and the Holy Spirit must work together. Let me give you several thoughts today. Number one, God gave us the Bible by the Holy Spirit. Say, what are you talking about, preacher? In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 20. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but by holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. The word moved there means breathing or speaking. The Holy Spirit breathed God's words, inspired. He is the Holy Spirit, or the holy breath of God. Speaking requires air passing over vocal cords. And as God spoke, he breathed his words by the Holy Spirit. The eternal words of God were given word by word through his voice to holy men, not perfect men. The word holy means set apart. As the Holy Spirit breathed the words to them, spoke to them, and they put them down on paper. Number two, God's words are as eternal as God is. Psalm 119, verse 89, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." This means eternity past as well as eternity future. God did not give the thoughts to man, and man wrote it down in his own style. These are the exact words that were in heaven before there ever was a human being on the face of the earth. They are God's words, not man's words. Number three, the Holy Spirit with the Bible shows the power of the truth of God's words. There is nothing more wonderful than having the author of the Bible to empower and work through you as I preach. As a man preaches, as you teach. You know, when we preach outside of the Holy Spirit and outside of the Word of God, there is no power. It has to be the Holy Spirit indwelling man and the Holy Spirit working through the man of God, preaching the eternal words of God that causes us to grow. Number four, the Holy Spirit quickens the words of God. John chapter 6, verse 63. The word quicken means to make alive. It is what that's what being born again, we are quickened by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit brings life to our spirit and uses the Word of God to help us with that. Number five, the Holy Spirit can teach us the deeper things of the Word of God. He not only teaches us what the Bible says, but he can teach us how to apply it simply in our life. I hate to tell you something. Man wants to know or make man think that he knows more than God. This is why people start teaching about types or expository preaching. I've heard sermons in my life about someone's name and what it means. I'm not necessarily saying that that's a bad truth, but what I'm saying is this: there's not a person in the world had anything to do with their name. They didn't even give it to themselves. It was given to them. And it was given to them before their life was lived, not after. God's depth of the Bible and how it applies to our life is not for us. It's for us to learn how to make it simple and practical. God's depth of the Bible is not about knowing what God did not say. It's about obeying what he did say. How about we not worry about what God did not say? And how about we put more time into what God did say? Depth is not measured by how many meetings you can come up with. It's measured by how many applications you can apply it to. George Washington Carver found 300 uses for the peanut and 75 uses for the sweet potato. I'd call that pretty deep. The Holy Spirit will work within the confines of the Word of God. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day.
Thank you for listening to The Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.